Hi, everyone. Welcome to another amazing episode of Brown Eyed Junicorn. I'm your host, Hannah Brown, and today's guest is a friend of the pod, a repeated guest, because he's so great, my neighbor, my pal, my love, bachelor and bachelorette enthusiast, we have J.D. Barton.
Woo! Big Yay. Round of applause. The whole room is on their bow, feet. Bow, bow. Oh, my God. Stop. I don't deserve this.
No, you do. You guys, if you're a new listener, JD has been on this podcast several times, and what I love about you so much is you are a highly intelligent and emotionally intelligent individual who loves pop culture and reality TV as much as I do.
Yeah, I really do. We have different reality like brands, franchises yeah. that we're really stuck on, but mm-hmm. yeah, I sure do.
And you love Bachelor Nation.
I love Bachelor Nation.
And I don't, but you're basically like, you make me like it because you're like, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing.
And, you know, now that this bitch stole my name, I really have no choice but to try and bank on it.
The fact that people are Hannah Brown.
Yeah, the fact that people are Googling my name for the next like few months at least.
You know, in some ways, this is great for you mm-hmm. because it means that if you try to get some sort of job mm-hmm. Where, you know, you won't have like, I don't know, all of your like slutty thought Instagram yep. photos. Not that you even have that. But I actually always think about that in terms of like, what if something really bad comes out about me and then I'm trying to find a job and like how Googleable is my name?
Yeah.
Which like J.D. Barton, there's actually not very many of them. So like, it's real trubs. But I always think like, I'm going to name my child like, literally just like James yeah. Michael Smith.
I was gonna say James Smith. Yeah. I'm gonna be at like the tippy bottom right now.
The tippy bottom.
The tippy bottom. Mm-hmm. So this comes out on Tuesday. So two episodes will have.
Yeah, we haven't seen. Then. Yeah, we're recording on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So y'all, we're basically just talking about the premiere episode right now mm-hmm. and first impressions / first impression rose.
Yeah.
What we think of this journey so far.
I mean, I'm so excited to be on this
so
journey.
So am I. Yeah. To be honest.
Yeah. I mean, can we talk about what our predictions are for Hannah Brown and yes. like how we feel like she's going to do? I mean, we'll talk about romantic predictions later, but like how do we think her season's going
to
be?
Okay. Here's the thing. Here's what I was disenchanted by.
I'd love to hear it.
This Jennifer Lawrence, like, what do I do with my hands? This like anti-bachelorette is bugging the fuck out of me already. Although, I think I'm going to be wrong about this, but what I want out of her is to be like hoe around a la Caitlin Bristow, like mm-hmm. during her season mm-hmm. and like be a little scandalous because she's this Southern beauty queen from Alabama. And I want to see her get a little like down and dirty and like slutty because that's what I would do. And I don't really believe in the word slut ever. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, I want her to like have some fun with these dudes and not feel like she has to be a beauty queen the entire time.
Yeah. You know, I think that is going to be what you're going to get from mm-hmm. this season from her. I think, but the thing is, I think that she's not putting on an act at all, mm-hmm. Really and truly. I do think she's somebody who really believes that this can work for her, which as mm-hmm. stupid as this whole system is, like having somebody who really buys into it, like there are real relationships that come out of this and it's only people that really believe in what's going on.
True. It's like Scientology.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Literally, she will be like raised to the next level of Xenu yeah. by her own confidence in this process. But so I'm really excited about that. And I agree. I mean, like I've been saying since they named her, everybody's like, why would they go with Hannah B? Why would they go with Hannah B? Hannah G was the answer that everybody wanted.
Yeah.
And the answer is like exactly what you said. That it's the Jennifer Lawrence factor. It's yes. the like, they're going to love her because she's so like relatable and weird and yeah. like doesn't say the right thing all the time, a la Donald Trump.
Yes.
That people are like, I love that she speaks her mind. But I actually
think Trump's America loves The Bachelor.
Trump's America does love The Bachelor. I mean, everybody's America loves The Bachelor, to True. Be really honest.
True.
The show is like on its 45th season for a reason.
Really insane.
But I do think, though, that we're going to see, and based on what we've seen going on into the season, there's going to be real moments of her saying, like, I'm just going to say what I'm thinking right now because I'm really pissed off.
Yeah.
To the guys. And I'm thrilled about it.
And you know what else I love about The Bachelor, definitely more than, or Bachelorette more than The Bachelor, is you expect like catty, jealous behavior between women. Unfortunately, like that's kind of just like females on TV and like honestly just female culture in general is, you know, often very conniving.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you see men lean into that stereotype, it is so fucking funny and unexpected and satisfying.
Right. And men control so much of the power in dating, particularly yes. in engagement culture.
Yes.
In a way where there's so much surrounding the idea that like women have to like convince a man to want her.
Yes.
Enough to propose. Like there's this idea that like the old ball and chain and all of this horrible, ugh. Like just misogynistic and like really just gendered issues with yeah. the idea of engagement. So it's kind of amazing to see a woman being courted by so many men where so many she men. Holds all the cards.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully it won't be like the last season in which like 5 women just left Colton.
I know, but
something like that. Maybe yeah. not 5.
What's that saying? Like what happened first, the chicken or the egg or whatever?
Right.
It's like, I think Colton was the problem. I think, you know, you didn't see people bouncing on Ben Higgins' season.
Right. I mean, that's
even Ari season. Who the fuck? What's an Ari? I don't even care about Ari. Ugh, yeah,
I know. So
Tiger
boring.
Snooze. Chris Soules. What's a Chris Soules? I don't care.
Yeah, but the thing that I love about The Bachelor is they're you've got 30 people that show up. There is no chance that 30 people would be a good fit for this person. Mm-hmm. So you often just get like really good casting for Bachelor in Paradise.
Totally.
Which yes. is always my priority. I mean, from every season, all I want to know is who's going to end up on Paradise.
Yes. It's like, that's like the you know, bikini clad Hunger Games of the Bachelor franchise.
It's so wonderful in it's that great. It is filth. Like it and is just trash.
It's
but
trash.
I love it.
And I love that they do it in the middle of the summer when your own life is kind of steamy and yeah. sticky. And yeah. it's like it's a mirror, but also you're like, but I'm better than these people.
Yeah. No, 100%. You know you're better than those people. Yeah. But it's also interesting because it manages to simultaneously be the trashiest show and also be the show that is most likely to set people up for a real successful relationship.
Totally.
Because if you meet someone early on, you literally just spend 6 weeks only dating
on
that
vacation.
One person.
Yeah. It's great.
And it's like The Bachelor only goes 6 weeks, but they have had to date mm-hmm. 25 other people.
And they can actively just be like, yo, Rose, great.
Right.
Let's
they
just
literally,
be on vacation.
They just stick together. Yeah. They go on vacation and they just hang out.
Yeah.
All day.
All day, every day.
Which is why there are like many babies of the last few years.
Carly and Evan.
Jade and Tanner have babies.
Yeah.
Lots of people stay together. Crystal and Goose are still together.
Yes.
They're like, these couples actually like are a thing.
You know who I don't miss? Amanda the Field Mouse.
No, of course, no. I saw her once at the airport, though, with her 2 children. And I was like, aren't your names like Tinsley and Paisley?
Yeah, totally. Like,
but also, I found out recently Astrid and Kevin are still together from last season of
no shit.
Paradise. Yeah, she wow. like moved to Canada.
Cute.
Which and so are
Kevin
Joe,
was the one that Ashley
grocery
I was
store
with.
Joe and Kendall. They're also still together from last year.
Wasn't Kevin the one from Canada that was on
yes.
Ashley I with
yeah.
Ashley I?
That was with Ashley I at the Bachelor Winter Games before Ashley I got
Jared
with
Hyben.
Jared.
Mm-hmm. Their love story gives me hope. She gives hope for crazy bitches everywhere, and that's why I love her so much.
She gives like hope for the histrionic, and she really brought in like the cutest dude. I mean, like, I don't think he's actually that telegenic. I think he mm-hmm. probably looks good in person, and that's why people think he's uh-huh. hot.
Yes, telegenic is yeah.
I think he's a little rat faced, to be uh-huh, honest. Uh-huh. But I think he does look cute in person.
Hold the fucking phone! I just remembered something. Like, you know when you remember like an embarrassing thing you did drunkenly like 5 days later and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
My ex-boyfriend worked at the Belmont and mm-hmm. Jared worked at the Belmont like once every like fucking 4 weeks because he'd be doing bachelor events all the time and my ex would be like, oh, I have to cover Jared again. And I remember he was working one night and he literally wouldn't make eye contact with anyone. He was like, what do you want? And it was like, Jared, no one cares that much about you. No offense, yeah. but like, you can also, if that makes you that uncomfortable, if you're worried about like being recognized and like maybe don't work at a bar in
where
West
you
Hollywood.
Have to talk to people.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, no, like Los Angeles has the smallest percentage of people who watch The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Don't move to like North Dakota. You'll get yeah. fucking mauled at a Whole Foods.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
But do they even
Omaha
have Whole Foods
is
in
your
North
real
North
nightmare.
Dakota? Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to get into the guys.
Okay, let's
though.
Get into it. Let's get into these guys.
Mm-hmm. We have them all pulled up, you guys.
What do we think? Who were your favorites off the bat?
10 out of 10 would fuck either pilot.
Okay, my friend who I was watching with is also very into the first impression pilot.
I was partial to Peter Pilot.
Yeah, Peter Pilot. Everybody, he got the most screen time. Peter Pilot's going far.
Peter Pilot's hubby material.
Yeah.
Constance Zimmer on Unreal says, oh, that's a hubby.
Yeah, that is a hubby.
Yeah. Also loved Michael. I thought he was very sweet.
Yeah, Mike is somebody who I think once he gets some like Instagram money mm-hmm. in him, his skin is going to clear up and he's going to be like unstoppable.
Totally.
Nice start with like, this is my great grandmother that I'm like talking yeah. to right here.
He's like, I have to say goodbye to my first love.
Yeah, which
she's
was like,
gorgeous.
You know, a little bit of, you know.
I really don't love using your great like old people as a prop.
Yeah.
But you know, it is old people or children, Amanda Fieldmouse, old people or children as a prop on The Bachelor being like, look what a nice person I am. Like I'm a mom or like I love my grandma. Like get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I have lots of thoughts about Amanda for another time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I felt like Peter was a little, like, shove it down my throat. Like, I'm a little, like, bored with you.
Also, like, the whole showing up in uniform thing did kind of beat you over the head.
And there were two pilots, which was the real gag. The other one was like, yeah, I don't need to be braggy about being a pilot.
Yeah, two pilots, one cup.
Yeah, literally two yeah. pilots, one cup. And for me, like part of me is watching it and I'm like, what? Being a pilot is like literally the coolest job you can have without a college education. Right. Is that what you're trying to say?
And then Hannah's like, where are we going? Where are we going?
Where are you taking me?
Where are you taking me?
Roll Tide.
Sounds good. Oh my God. Drink every time you fucking hear Roll Tide. Kill me and stab me and beat me.
Literally.
Oh my God.
Cannot handle it.
Tyler C. Who the fuck is this guy? I don't even remember him. Who's Thomas? Don't remember
okay,
him.
Okay, I do remember Thomas, but only because I don't like him as like a suitor for her. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's anywhere near as hot as who we really need to spend some time talking about, who is old Matt Donald.
Old Matt Donald, that's my last name. And a bro here and a bro there.
Lives on a farm, deaf parents. So into this journey.
I'm harrowing. I didn't appreciate his song, but I laughed at it audibly.
Yeah, I mean, not great. Yeah. But he was so sweet. I was actually shocked he got so much screen
time.
And
then he got eliminated.
And then he didn't
stay. I really thought the deaf parent shtick would take him further.
You would have thought.
You know, because that's just how Bachelor Nation works.
Why would he come in with ASL?
I know. But like in sign language, she'd be like, hello, Hannah. My name is Matt Donald.
Yes.
And she'd be like, what are you doing?
Yes.
And he'd be like, well, you know, my mom and dad are deaf. And she'd be like, oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah, truly.
You know?
She would love that.
But he came on a fucking tractor with a straw hat and she said, no go.
I know. And I was really surprised, honestly, because there were some real turds that she let through.
Turd nuggets.
Like, what was his name? Three name. John Paul Jones.
And he didn't get eliminated.
He did not get eliminated. He got the last rose.
He looks like a shitty, you know, Hansen brother that was made in a Petri dish.
Yeah, he is. he is a guy who no one is more convinced of his good looks than he is.
But he's wrong.
He's
that's the troll of it all.
Very wrong. I mean, like, I'm sure he's very handsome in person.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nice skin, nice teeth, like a good face, probably a great body because he's on this show. Like,
sure.
There's body requirements.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, who was, like, the second? Bob Guinea. He was so sexy. He had, like, a dad bod.
Who?
Like, third season of The Bachelor ever.
Oh,
Bob.
No, see, this is a deep cut that I was not.
Oh, my God. All right. Keep talking.
To.
I'm going to roll the tape, but he had like an OG dad bod. And I just love when real people are in this show, which literally never happens. Do you remember the time when we talked about this in the past on my podcast and you were like, if you were to go on the show, they'd be like, you are a size 6 and you are so brave. For
yeah,
being on
literally,
this show.
Literally.
Like,
yeah, they would.
Because a lot of women who, like curvy like yourself wouldn't have the guts.
That's how they were to Evan and Tanner.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what?
They were like, look, Evan, look, Tanner, you're just like fit, but you're not an actual personal trainer. So like, we think you're obese.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm sorry, what?
Which I love for them. What a journey. Also, they both got wives and children out of it, so.
Bob Guinea. I'm sorry. Also, didn't realize he was a football player. That's what Google says. Didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that guy.
I found him to be very charming.
That gel in those curls is really offensive.
It was a weird time.
Anyway, so John Paul Jones, though, we're going to get to see some real, like, fragile narcissism from him. And I am thrilled about a fragile narcissist on
Me
television.
Too.
Unless he's the president of the United States, in which case.
Also, I feel like I was deeply triggered by a lot of the selections from the producers. So, like, I always have a little bit of a type. I really like Italian guys, as we know. I like a tall guy with dark features.
I'm interested to hear how you feel about Box Cutter Joe.
Okay, so Box Cutter Joe and Joey and Scott. Ooh,
Joey's fade is rough.
It is rough. And I was triggered by all of them because I was like, these are the guys that I hooked up with in my early 20s.
Are the guys?
That I would let hurt my feelings when they didn't text me again. You know what I mean? They're just like, oh, I remember I hooked up with a guy who looked like Joe and talked like Joe. His name was Anthony.
Well, you're Chicago. I mean, yeah. He's got the hardest. And he, I sell boxes.
I remember
this. But also grocery store Joe has the same really hard
cadence. Well, this guy, Anthony, that I hooked up with, I remember he was like a Bumble guy. And he was like, everything I said that he thought was funny, he'd go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And we just like had sex and I never heard from him again. And I remember it hurt my feelings, but I was also like, this guy was a fucking idiot. Why did I do that?
Like, thank God he never called you back.
Yeah, I like looked in the mirror and I was like, why did you do that to me? I sang it to myself.
Full Allie.
Why did you do that? All right. Joe.
Hair, body, face.
Fuck you. I've been concentrating on my hair, body, face lately.
They're all banging. So great.
Thank you. These pictures, though, too, are always really busted.
They're always really busted, but also they're just like the same portrait photographer who's clearly like an intern of some sort.
Yes, or like he started with like college headshots and then he got promoted to taking these.
I guess.
Like it looks
What's
like
a college headshot?
I brought this up in Danny Pellegrino's podcast recently. He was like, why are college kids getting headshots? I'm saying like when you're a theater major in high school and they're like, we have this like local deal with like a photographer that's coming to campus just for the weekend, like just $150. And you're like, and then you get like this and you look like you're tethered. You think the tethered version of yourself, like something is just off. You know what I decided today, by the way, sidebar, that after 2007, Britney Spears switched places with her tethered. And that's why her face and herself was never the same.
Oh. No, she just did a lot of drugs that are mind altering and like she's forever like slightly burned out.
But it honestly is easier for me to reconcile with Britney swapping with her tethered. The fact that real like good Britney is like underground somewhere.
Oh, makes me she's feel in there. Yeah. I just don't know how much like meditation it'll take to get her back.
Well, prayers for Britney.
Prayers for Britney.
Hi, guys. I know a lot of you are worried about me. And I'm like, yeah, we're all worried about you, Brit. I digress. Okay, Box Cutter Joe.
What'd you think? He came on to this show so completely convinced that he was gonna be the next grocery store Joe.
Yeah, and the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like he was gunning for the Bachelor.
He was, and he was so excited about, I sell boxes.
Delusions
I'm
of
the grandeur. Total package. Like all of these box
the
puns.
The box jokes were hilarious.
They were so bad.
He's like, I can make you a box for any size. I got a box for that.
I'll
I got
ship
a box
these guys
that.
Home.
Yeah, I got a box for that. I was like, I cannot. And I love the idea of being a producer on the show and just like trolling them and being like, lean into the box thing. I think that's really good.
Sherry Appleby. You should be a producer on this show. Yeah, How fun would that be?
Yeah, I would just get to be like a cunt for a living and like ruin people's lives. Truly. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Truly.
Okay, so you think Joey's fate is rough. I remember nothing about this guy, but I would have fucked him in my early 20s for sure.
Oh, God. I really hate that for you.
I know. Okay. Me too. I stopped.
Yeah. Okay. I think we have two people that we have to touch base about, though. And luckily for us, the first of which is Luke P.
Is that the God guy?
That's Luke P. is the guy who was like, I was a real womanizer for a long time because I look like this. And everybody's always told me that I'm hot shit. But now I've found God. Look, my brother had a baby. Look at me try to talk to a baby. Try to high five an infant who can't see my face.
And he has a
distance.
Jesus fish tattoo on his wrist. And there was like a shower video of him, very Colton vibes.
Yes. So he's going to go really far, but I think he's going to be the like more divisive, like the most divisive person. He's going to be the Corinne of this season.
Team Corn. I love Corn. I still want to
Except
meet her.
Except I like her and I don't think I'm going
to
like him.
He bugged the shit out of me from the get-go, and not to be a dick, but anyone that leads with like, I love God. I'm just like,
I don't believe him.
It seems inauthentic and it seems really manipulative. And I think if you're a religious person, even like Ben Higgins' hope bracelet, like to me, it just beat me over the head. I was just like, we know.
See, the funny thing is with Ben Higgins, I was like, I believe you that you are like a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, amen.
Yeah.
But with Luke, I don't believe
him. It feels
him.
Performative to
it you. It feels really performative. It feels like he's trying to be either the husband or he's trying to be the next Bachelor.
And it's like, we know you're a fuckboy, Luke P.
We know he's a fuckboy.
Yeah.
He is so, and there's so much drama. Then there's a great, on the like coming up this season, there's a moment where Hannah looks at him and she goes, why is it that every other guy in the house tells me that they don't trust you? Which is always a sign that, like, no, they're right. Like, the other people in the house are right. Now, granted, the person who brings it to Hannah first is never right.
No.
But.
That's the Leah Block syndrome from Ben Higgins' season, where she's like, Lauren B is not here for the right reasons. And he's like, I pick Lauren B and you can go home. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Wait. Okay. Couple deep cut stories. First of all.
Okay. I only know as far back as Chris Soules.
Wait. Okay. No, that's fine. So, first of all, Leah Block from Ben Higgins' season.
Uh-huh.
She went to college with my friend Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah Block posted, like, maybe 6 months ago on Instagram, like, here's my hot brother. She didn't say hot brother, but she's like, here's my brother. Ladies, if you're this, 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 and this, and you live in LA, DM me, and I'll screen you and see if I want to set you up with my brother. And so my friend Jessica sends that post to me, and she's like, he's really hot. You should just, like, do it for fun. So I'm like, hey, Leah. And I, like, send Leah, like, a quippy message. And she's like, oh, my God, where do you live? You should totally DM my brother. I DM her brother. We go back and forth a little. He leaves me on red forever. It's whatever. I'm at Mini Bar last week at the Best Western Plus on Franklin, underrated bar in LA. And I walk in and I see him at the bar with this homely woman. I didn't even know he was on a date. She was in, like, a sweatshirt and sweatpants, and, like, it's a chic bar. So I was just kind of, like, unclear on, like, what the relationship was, like, what was happening, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm sorry. Are you Adam? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, you have my number. Your sister is in Bachelor Nation. She posted a thing, and we messaged for a while, and he was like, and he was just, like, gobsmacked and so uncomfortable, but then would, like, over, like, eavesdrop on my conversation with Kelly and my roommate slash best friend, and he would just, like, laugh at my jokes and then be like, well, I'm here with someone else, so I can't talk to you. And apparently he's moving to Portland.
Bye.
Bye, wig. As far as Luke goes, my stepsister, Nicole, shout out to Nicole, DM'd me yesterday. I was like, one of my friends is really good friends with Luke P, and he is very nice.
I don't believe it.
And you're like, your friend?
Is one of her friends a dude?
I don't know. She wasn't that clear on that. She was like, my friend's friends with him, and, like, he's really great.
If her friend's friend
is a man.
Is a man, then, like, sure.
You buy it.
Then I would buy that perception of him.
Yeah.
There's no way. I will stake all of my bachelor knowledge
on the fact that
Luke P is a dickbag. But granted, I mean, I will also say he could go the way of, like, of a Jordan, of JoJo and Jordan, season. Where he could be the one that all of us are like, he's too smug, he's too, like, into himself, he's too whatever. Right. And he wins. And
wasn't
JoJo
Robbie
and Jordan are still
up?
Together. I think Robbie was the runner-up, which is really funny because
JoJo,
like,
made some bad choices.
But, like, it was never going to be Robbie. But it's also possible that JoJo made the decisions that she made because I really believe in the realness of JoJo, that she made the decisions she made because she was like, I'm going to keep somebody that it's going to be easier for me to, like, say goodbye to till the end because I already know who I want.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, if you get that far where you're, like, ready to be engaged to somebody, like, it makes a lot of sense. You,
like,
could
Caitlin
play some
Bristow
strategy.
When she was like, yeah. Sean Booth, like, you're it.
Yeah. Or you were it.
You were it, but Jason Tardik.
Now she's with Jason Tardik.
I would, you know, I don't believe in sharing sexually, but I would be in a threesome with those two.
I would be in a threesome with those two.
Knowing full well I would be the ugliest one in the threesome. I don't fucking care.
No, not at all.
I just want to see them both naked.
Of course, we said threesome, and now our gay neighbor is walking past the window. He's interested.
He loves a threesome.
Okay, so my prediction, though, Luke is going to make it really, really far, but I think he's going to be paradise. He's going to paradise.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be too divisive. He's not going to – Bachelor Nation won't want to see him as the bachelor.
I feel like the producers saw her with a brunette because literally it's like Mateo and Matthew look exactly the same. All these dudes look exactly the fucking same.
Well, first of all dudes who are white have the same haircut and look the same.
That's very true.
Also, these headshots are just terrible. Awful. I think Peter's going to go really, really far.
Really
I think we're
going to
see Mike
two.
Go really, really far. But we
Mike's
also
gonna
have
a hometown.
To spend some time talking about Scott.
Who the – oh, my God, duh.
The drama. Okay. Oh, no. I clicked on someone's face. Oh, this is Tyler. Tyler C. is the one from Jupiter, Florida who did the Footloose montage shirtless. He's really dumb, but we do.
He
like,
is really dumb, but and he's way cuter than that picture.
He's
rude, ABC.
His body is like shredded.
Yeah, snatched. Okay, Scott. Okay, from that terrible hair to his voice to his entire essence, Scott is terrible.
Scott's a troll. But I think Scott is easily the least good looking person in the group in a way where like he's a plant. Like they had to know that he was just a dickbag.
Yeah.
And they brought him in. Because the Bachelor contestants can put in recommendations for people.
Oh. From,
yeah. Of, I like, didn't know that. People that they know, because it's like, who, hot people know hot people who might, people who are dramatic have dramatic friends kind totally. Of thing. So they can like, they also just know the casting people.
Yeah.
But so I have a feeling somebody like sent him in and was like, oh, if you want drama, this guy. And he was literally just a plant for drama. I don't know that he was aware that he was a plant for drama.
Right.
But they, and they were like, he is just such a turd that we're going to blow this episode one. He's going to be, because otherwise this was a completely non-dramatic. Nobody did multiple exactly. steals. Nobody did this. This episode in general was completely non-dramatic. So I think Scott was to be the drama from the beginning. I feel really bad for the guys, honestly, that didn't get one-on-one time with her.
Because of the Scott drama.
Because of it Scott
ate,
drama.
Like, hours of
it
the time.
It 8 hours away, which also, interestingly enough, we usually get two episodes, I feel like, for the opening.
Uh-huh.
And we only had one.
Yeah.
Which, like, I'm fine with.
I know. Can we expedite it, please?
Yeah, truly. Yeah. I'm ready for the finale now.
I'm not mad at it. I do think... Also, what I love, being from Chicago, everyone always like says that dating in LA sucks. And in some ways it does. Dating in Chicago is a real horror show. And I love that this first episode just made Chicago guys look really fucking bad.
Yeah.
They all looked bad.
Yeah.
Like Box Guy, Scott. Like Scott hangs out in River North. He loves like Hubbard Inn and fucking Three Dots and a Dash. You don't need to know these places.
I sure don't.
He loves the Viagra Triangle.
So I've got some like... hypotheses about Chicago guys, and you
please.
Can like confirm or deny them
by all means.
So I have a feeling that Chicago guys, because they're like in the big city of the Midwest, where you can get a really nice apartment for cheap, you can get a really good job, like mm-hmm. there it's you can live very easily in
the
Chicago.
The ceiling is lower. Yeah,
the ceiling is very, very low. And so I feel like these guys, if they are like above average of like attractiveness, feel like they deserve fucking everything.
Yes.
Whereas if you're in like LA or New York, like there's always someone hotter, there's always someone richer, there's always someone fitter, there's always someone yes. more famous, there's always somebody with more influence, like
more money
whatever. Yeah. Right. And like there's just, that's just, we, I mean, literally you and I live in Los Feliz, we live in very like economical small apartments.
Yeah.
But we are what, 3/4 of a mile away from like $10 million homes.
Yeah. We share the same sidewalks with like really fucking famous rich people all the time.
Yes,
like
constantly
see famous people, like see Shay Mitchell walking your dog like all the time.
Yeah, of course. We live really close to like Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Yeah,
all of the Grey's Anatomy people live right here because yeah. they feel, and those people make $500,000 a week.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
totally.
So, but that's the thing, right? Like we're both cute people, and yet we always know there's a lot of cuter, richer, yeah. more famous, influential, successful people.
Yeah, if your
Chicago doesn't have that.
If your head's stuck in the clouds, you get pushed right back down by waiting on Anna Kendrick, you know?
Yeah.
Which I did 2 weeks ago.
Was she really nice?
She was. You know what I've realized is celebrities, when they're out with other celebrities, they're super aloof. Like they're just like, thank you. Like they don't not acknowledge you. Like they're not mean, but they just like are very like focused on like,
who was
the
she
person
with?
Donal Fogg or whatever his name is. You'd recognize him if you saw him. I think I'm getting his name wrong, but he had kind of a weird name, and I was like, oh, that guy. But literally from behind, I thought she was a little boy with long hair because she was so thin and her hair was like
she's
shoulder
really
length.
Petite.
Yeah, her hair was like shoulder length and kind of like wispy and like not done. So I thought it was like a 12-year-old boy. And then when she turned around, I was like, hi. I was like, oh.
I had a really nice exchange with Anna Kendrick once.
She was nice.
She was really like out the box lovely.
Yeah.
And we like had a full interaction as people like while shopping.
Cute. Where?
At opening ceremony in West Hollywood. Sheep. It's like a little like boutique-y moment. And yeah, we were like each checking out next to each other at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like such a small little like shopping experience that like mm-hmm. everybody's very familiar and friendly and mm-hmm. like and yeah, and we were talking about our purchases. Weirdly, that same day, Chanel Iman was shopping with me at that opening ceremony. Wow. And she and I helped each other pick out jeans.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it's a very nice, cute little boutique. Highly recommend it if you're in LA. If you're coming to visit, though, know that it is like weird clothes.
Okay,
there's a
cool.
lot of weird clothes.
Expensive, weird shit.
Really expensive, really weird. But you can find some like just perfect like garments that like everybody will be jealous of for all of time. You know that like
cool.
sweatshirt that I have with the foxes on it?
Yes.
That everybody always is like, where did you get this? And I'm like, ah, opening ceremony. Actual story, they didn't have it in my size at opening ceremony, so I ordered it from Paris.
Wow. I love you for doing that.
I know.
This man has a Balenciaga sweatshirt.
Well, I know people.
You do know people, but also I think it's a big deal that you came from rural Michigan.
Yeah.
And now you own a Balenciaga sweatshirt and you had a pleasant exchange with Anna Kendrick. Like,
yeah, my life is very different than high school.
Yeah, totally. We've come so far.
Yeah.
You know who also has not come far? Scott. That was a bad
segue. Scott's not going anywhere. Scott was also like giving her sour grapes, where like my favorite thing is when Scott puts it back on her and he's like, well, listen, if you're gonna be like that, then like I don't even know that I wanna be here.
I was triggered. I was like, God damn straight men and their fucking stupid nonsensical gaslighting. I was like, I hate you.
No, I thought it was so good.
And I love when he goes, is it a good conversation? She goes, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, no, get the fuck away from me.
I love that. I love that for her. Okay. So,
do you want to hear my conspiracy? Sorry. Yeah. Finish your thought.
No, you go. You tell me your conspiracy. No, I think yours is going to be mine's a new clause.
I have a conspiracy theory that Hannah and Chris Harrison have fucked at least twice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hot takes on Brown Eyed Unicorn this week.
I know.
Everybody is shaking in their Priuses.
1,000%. I don't know if that's me projecting my own desire to fuck Chris Harrison onto another Hannah Brown, but I really feel like there's just like a little bit of like nervousness and like around him where it's like you've seen each other naked.
Maybe.
I tweeted that the other day, but I didn't have the balls to tag the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I don't want I don't want fucking like Barbara from North Dakota like jumping down my throat.
But the real confirmation though is like God, if you tag the show and they like come at you with like defamation thoughts.
Yeah.
Then you know it's real.
Right? That's so true.
Yeah. Okay. Who I want to know who you think is gonna win. Who is
all right, scroll
her up. Husband?
Okay. This is tough. I'm sorry. I had high hopes for Chasen, the other pilot number two, but he got eliminated.
Cam is gonna show up and be a lot of drama. Cam's the Evan of this season.
Yes, and he has a very, similar to Evan, has a very serial killer vibe. Did Brian leave? Because I don't remember him at all.
I don't know who he is. He looks what's white a Brian? And normal.
Did Connor leave? No. Connor's still there.
Connor I could is see him going somebody far. Who like is, I think he's like 6'4". He has really good skin, but also like cannot grow a beard. So I want to know how old he is.
I just, with Hannah's like Roll Tide, like Southern vibes, I don't see her going with someone as boyish as Connor. And Peter is very boyish, but Peter showing up in his uniform I think immediately set the tone for like I'm a manly man. And yeah. I think she was into that. Who was the guy who played the guitar that she's like, that was sexy, oh my god? He was like, bachelorette Hannah.
I don't remember.
That's not what he's saying at all. I literally am making up lyrics. It was like he was like a shitty knockoff of John Mayer and he had like a hat on. I want to say it was Grant. Maybe it was Jed.
Jed's a good name for a guitar player.
Yeah. It was, they all fucking look the same. Anyway, one they guy played her a guitar and she was really into that. I really see Peter winning this thing. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Peter's a real front runner for this. And he got very little footage of the like coming up this season, which makes me think that he's like a low and slow.
Yeah.
I have good vibes for Peter. You know who I don't have good vibes for is Dustin, the realtor from LA, black guy with a nose ring, who like is just like that. You're not a realtor. You didn't make it as an actor. Like that's you're just trying not to say actor.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
That's like a dude on any reality show that says he's an entrepreneur. I'm like, so you're spending your parents' money and you're like trying some businesses maybe. And you drive for Uber a couple days a week.
Yes, 100%. You know what he drives for Uber and he tries to sell you vitamins.
Yes, he sells, he's your driver.
He sells for Herbalife from his Uber and makes you put your name on like an email listserv.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, I have a promo code if you want to try it.
I know. You know who I actually loved that didn't get anywhere is Hunter. Oh. He was really sexy and he's a professional surfer. And I was like, I am into this. But he didn't get any one-on-one time or any screen time. I saw him walk out of the limo and I was like, that guy's really hot. And then my friend who I was watching with was like, which one? And I couldn't point him out again.
Because they didn't show him again.
He went home.
Fuck.
He went home.
How many people got eliminated in this first episode? Like 6? 10?
I think probably about 6.
Wow.
I think there's probably 24 left.
First episode is particularly savage.
They'll send home like 6 and 4 and then like 4 going forward for a couple weeks until then it gets down. It takes a while for it to get down to 1.
Yeah.
That they send home a week.
So we got to keep the ship moving.
They have a setup, but I don't know how it works. But I mean, honestly, I am like pretty hopeful for the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I need some drama.
I do too. And I think, but what I love is that clip of Hannah being like, just like yelling at all of them.
Yeah.
I love an angry bachelorette, especially in like a spangly gown, like just like being rude to them and like talking some shit.
What do you think she's rude about?
I don't know. I mean, the whole like guy has a girlfriend and comes on the show for Instagram followers is like a tale as old as time. And the fact that we sort of got that in the first episode, it's like, then what else can she be mad about?
Yeah. You know? I think she's going to be mad because they're going to want to talk to her about drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to be like, that has nothing to do with me. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
How people are to people in the house. Like, why are you spending extra time to talk? Why are you interrupting other people's time? Because this doesn't look good for you.
Totally.
It doesn't look good for them. I'm hoping that she's going to come through and be like real about the process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting full meltdowns from Cam, from Three Names, from John Paul Jones. I'm expecting some like real love from Joey. I think Joey with the bad fade is going to be completely enamored. And I think Luke P is going to become like the sociopath of the season.
Oh my God, I want that for
him. And I think Luke S is going to be the David. He's going to be the chicken, the one who tries to fight with Jordan.
Oh.
Other model Jordan, not football Jordan.
Yes.
From Becca's season.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I think he's going to be the guy who like, yeah, but Luke is trouble. Luke is going to be real, real trouble. But I think Luke P is going to be real trouble. Luke S, just the Lukes.
It's so true though, what you said there. It never ends well for you when you're like, hey, do you have a minute? Can I steal you away? She's not here for the right reasons. And like, I heard her saying that. Like, she just wants a flat tummy tea thing. And it's like, it's never going to fucking work. If someone feels a connection, they feel a connection. I do not see Hannah genuinely feeling a connection with Luke P. I don't. I think it's one of those things, like, on paper, she'll be like, oh, roll Tide. And then once she gets to know him better, she'll be like,
I mean.
Or do you think he's going to, like, manipulate and seduce her, like, to the bitter end?
The thing is, Luke P is the one that is probably, to her, the hottest.
That is hilarious to me.
Which is like one of my favorite things of watching the show, of where you just see the girls being like, that guy's fucking sexy as fuck.
Yeah.
Look at Rachel with Brian.
Yeah.
Look at like a lot of different people like had dudes that they were like, I just want to jump your bones.
Oh my God. JoJo liked Farmer Luke, who had the lazy eye and looked like a serial killer.
Right.
And he was the one that fucked over that beautiful Russian woman on Winter
Stassi.
Games.
I mean, honestly, Winter Games was like,
she's truly. Like, you said you loved me.
I mean, we've already talked about this on the podcast, but like, let's just reiterate. They left the show as a couple, quote unquote.
He never got her phone number. Literally.
He never even got her number.
He was just like, okay, bye.
Can you imagine?
Can you believe?
The literal sociopathy of it all.
And then knowing that he was going to have to see her again at like a, you know, a reunion special. Like, that is some balls. That is some cojones.
I mean, I'm just so into it. I think, like, that is the kind of, like, insane television that I am here for. This is a competition show, which, like, I'm in need of.
Same. I mean, you're not really as big of a Bravo head as I am.
Correct.
You don't watch Bravo at all, do you?
I watch Top Chef.
Okay. That's the one I literally couldn't care about. But right. Vanderpump Rules was real snooze fest this season because they were all, like, getting along and I just am excited. I want some messy people. I want some filth. I want some smut. And that's what Bachelor Nation does for us.
Right.
I had this theory that Hannah B is somehow through the like grapevine of reality TV going to befriend Jax's fiance, Brittany Cartwright. And I cannot fucking stand Brittany Cartwright. And I'm just interested to see if I'm right. Because she's like, I'm from Kentucky and I'm a nice small town girl. And she like once was working. There was an episode where she was like working at Sir. And she's like, I don't know anything about wine. What's Maybach? Malbec? We're going to Sauvain instead of Solvang. Like, she's so fucking dumb that, like, it's not even cute anymore. Whereas I feel like Hannah has, like, her little, like, dumb blonde moments. But, like, at the end of the day, like, she's going to, like, she doesn't seem stupid.
She doesn't seem stupid.
But I'm interested to see if they have one of those, like, reality TV, like, Instagram friendships. Because I feel like they sort of have this, like, similar branding of, like, small town Southern girl who, like, giggles a lot and doesn't know what to do with her hands, you know?
Sort of like a Kelly Pickler vibe.
Oh, my God. Pickler! I remember I loved her. I thought she was so pretty.
She is so pretty.
What was I in, like, eighth grade when she was
on that? Super talented.
Yeah. Pickler.
Yeah, she's
totally Kelly Pickler vibe.
That total. Do you remember Kelly Pickler on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I miss that.
There's a great moment where Kelly Pickler is on the thing, and she's trying to guess, like, they say, other than Hungary, what is the like largest country in Europe or something like that? It's like the question, I'm paraphrasing. And she was like, Hungary? That's a country? I've heard of Turkey, but Hungary? And then she pauses and then she goes, I thought Europe was a country. Oh. And it's just so painful. But oh, she's like, yeah, she's really like buying into that. But now whenever I see like Hungary, I go, I've heard of Turkey, but Hungary?
That's amazing.
That's a country?
I have to look that up.
Look it up. Kelly Pickler, are you smarter than a fifth grader? She has a few moments actually where you're like, oh, geez.
Oh, honey.
Oh, golly. Oh, you gosh. Are not smarter than a fifth grader.
For sure not. Do you think too, you know what I love about the Bachelor shows is seeing how someone is edited and how they function in the like competitive situation of being in the house versus when they get their own season.
Yes.
Like JoJo was someone who I loved in the house. I 100%. Loved her.
Everybody loved
season.
JoJo in the house.
She was like the fiery.
Everybody
like,
loved Hannah B in the house.
Yeah, hot little except Isla Kaylin. Fisher. Of course. Jealous much. Yeah, JoJo was like the hot little Isla Fisher, but like with a spray tan. Like, and then she couldn't really carry her own season to me. I mean, I liked how much she cried. I thought that was entertaining, but like I loved how she was represented in the house, and I didn't love how she was edited on her own season. Mm. Same with like Ben Higgins. I loved him on Caitlyn's season. I thought he was so sexy and like forthright and just like cool. And then his own season, I was kind of just like, yeah. But I think Hannah B, it's going to be the opposite. I think I'm going to like her better.
Yeah.
As much as I'm not into her Jennifer Lawrence chick, I do think I'm going to like this bitchy side of her that we didn't get to see.
Well, and I think here, like people were really concerned about the Hannah of it all in mm-hmm. that she... They were like, she needs a like dialect coach. Like, she needs somebody to teach her how to speak mm-hmm. at all, yada, yada, yada. And I, the whole time I've just been saying, like, she just needs an edit. Like, they're going to give her an edit, and she just needs to get used to it.
Right.
She's so nervous mm-hmm. right now. Like, you mm-hmm. can see how real and nervous she is, which yeah. for me, I actually enjoy because it shows how much this is not premeditated and how much right. she's not... I loved Rachel, but like Rachel's literally a TV commentator now. You know what I mean? Like
Rachel was so well spoken.
She's
and so
a lawyer.
Grounded.
Like Rachel is so like, yeah.
She had her shit together. And that was the thing. It was almost like, I keep using this word messy. I love a messy bachelorette in that it is someone who is very human and uncomfortable with the circumstances. And like it's a JoJo, it's a Caitlyn, it's a Hannah where it's like, they can't keep their shit together. Whereas like Rachel is just like so well spoken and so chill that it was like, she wasn't going to lose her shit. Like, she was in control the whole fucking time.
I know.
And who wants to watch reality TV where the people on the show are in control? I don't.
Right. I mean, Rachel was a 10 on all
yeah.
sides.
Yeah.
Which is like, I mean, one could also say like probably like why she became the bachelorette, the first black bachelorette. And that like, you know, the old saying like people of color have to do twice as much to get
totally.
Half as much.
Totally.
Work twice as hard to get half as much. And so I wonder if that's kind of what happened with yeah. Rachel. But in that like, she was so perfect that the producers were like, we can't not make her the
we're
bachelorette.
Not troll
we can't
her.
Deny her this opportunity because yeah. she's literally the best option we've
right.
ever had.
Right.
But
she's a queen.
She's such an unbelievable.
Rachel for president.
Great TV, great everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so these other girls like get to be kind of messy.
Yeah. Totally.
And I'm into it.
And I want Hannah's like beauty queen veneer to just like drop away. I want her to lose her fucking shit. I want her to be like in an angry, drunken rage. I want her to fuck a bunch of dudes and I want her to cry.
She does have a speech coming up where I think somebody on the show, I think, is a virgin and is going to question that she's already like she has to say that like she's had sex before, which she hasn't had to talk about previously. But like
yeah.
she like does identify as a Christian. She does feel like that's something that like is sacred, but also she has had sex. And so she may get her moment of like, you don't get to slut shame me because I had sex with someone that I loved.
Totally.
Like, I'm hoping.
Also, I mean, this is a tale as old as time. I've been saying that more and more, but I had a friend back home who was very Christian and she's like, yeah, I just did anal like all of high school.
Oh, yeah.
And because she was like, I didn't lose my virginity. Like Jesus yeah. didn't notice. So yeah. maybe Hannah's just really good at taking it in the ass.
Yeah,
which,
fuck
like,
me in the ass
because cool.
I love Jesus.
Yeah, like, I'm not that cool. Yeah. I've never taken it in the ass.
Garfunkel & Oates has a really great song. I can't even remember what it's called, but, like, everyone knows it's a sex that God can't see.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus.
Yeah.
That sweet sensation of a rock-hard rationalization.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
I
yeah.
love that.
Although, fun fact, I do have some edits. I know Garfunkel and Oates are going to be listening to this. And
yeah,
I've got to say, like, at no point did they choose to rhyme the word loophole with poophole in that song, which is a real missed opportunity.
I was going to say, it seems obvious. But do you have any final thoughts about this? Like, expectations, more predictions, anything else you want to share with my listeners?
My final thoughts, really and truly, like, at the end of the day, I do think Hannah B. is going to find love this season because I really believe that she's here for it.
Yeah. She will make it happen regardless of what her options are.
Well, I just think she is going to find somebody who's also genuinely there for it. And this, like, the Kool-Aid in the water of it all is going to, like, yeah. I don't know if she'll marry him, but, like, the last several bachelorettes have very good records of staying with their dudes. However, I definitely think this is going to lead us into a beautiful season of Paradise with all of those, like, just shit shows from Colton season. Women just, like, walking out.
Cannot wait for Demi. Our queen, Demi.
Demi is going to show up, and Luke is going to show up, and they could have some real sparks.
I can't fucking wait.
Luke P. And Luke S. will also be there because of the drama.
Ooh, I would love to see Demi, like, bite Luke P.'s head off.
Yeah.
Like, verbally. Like I want to see them have, like, a steamy hot tub moment and then see him do something stupid when a new girl arrives on the island and then have Demi just, like, step to him with her little Napoleonic complex and just, like, fuck his life up.
I think Demi is going to, like, just fuck on the first date. And I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about it. She's wonderful.
I love her.
She's good TV. She's the Corinne of last season.
I loved the return of Demi, by the way.
Oh, and they know that she is
in that van.
Golden. Although Katie completely just steamrolled in that whole thing. Like, why was she even there?
Why was she there?
She had one moment where she came out and was like, Colton, some of these girls aren't here for the right reasons. Kaylin and Cassie. And he was like, those are my two favorite ones.
Yeah. And she was like, he was like, okay, bye. I literally, for this first episode, I was like, why is Katie the one who's there?
Right. It, like, should not have been
it
Katie.
It should have just been Demi alone in a van, like, talking to herself. That would have been so much funnier.
Demi alone in a van. Or even just getting, like, Demi and, like, Kaylin as, like, a former, as, like, a ooh, old friend or ooh, something. Yeah.
Sticky.
But, yeah, there were a bunch of girls that should have stayed.
Totally.
And, like, come back. And they will.
Totally.
They will.
I think my final thoughts are that Peter is going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see Hannah.
He's a really strong contender.
Yeah. Can't wait to see Hannah no longer be a beauty queen and learn how to make a toast. And yeah, I just can't wait to see what happens.
I think we could really see her come into her own.
Yeah.
I think she could really, like, have some, like, confident and, like, confident stability in her, like, speaking voice and everything, which I clearly don't have right now as I try to get this sentence out.
I don't either. From one Hannah B to another, though, Hannah Brown, even though you stole my name. I slurred that a little. Even though you stole my name, I hope you find love and bliss. Also, mark my words, she will be pregnant within a year and a half.
I'd love that for her.
I really see her, like, doing this, getting married, having a baby. Like Carly and Evan vibes.
She could also, she's charming and fun enough. If she really pulls this off, she could spin this off into her own reality show as well.
Or I could see her being like an Ali Fedotowsky and being like an e-correspondent.
Yeah.
I could see her doing like the TV, like, hi, I'm Hannah Brown and I'm interviewing blah, blah, blah.
Especially, like, if she gives us some good moments of being really starstruck by celebrities this season.
They're going to think that's so fucking cute.
She, like, have her, Ellen will be like, I want you on my red carpet. To be like, Usher just kissed me on the cheek, y'all.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here, babe.
Of course. That's, you're my favorite Hannah B.
Thank you. I hope I'm your favorite Hannah B too. Don't let me know one way or the other.
You actually just DM me and tell me, and yeah. I'll filter the votes.
Break the news.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell my listeners where they can find you.
Oh, I'm on Instagram as notjdb, notjdbee. I have Facebook and Twitter, but I don't use them. So Instagram's probably the easiest one. And for the summer, I'm totally private, public. I'm totally public.
Ooh,
all
fun.
Summer.
Mm-hmm. You're having like an Instagram rumspringa.
I am.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hannah A. Brown. If you haven't already, please subscribe and leave me a rating and a review. And if you want to leave me a 1-star, please feel free to just not do that, but DM me and tell me what I can fix, because I'm more than happy to hear your feedback.
I love that.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you for listening. JD, thank you for being here.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye.